Good morning, dear friends. How's everyone doing? Wonderful to see you all. Today we start a new Sunday school lesson, don't we? And today you learned about who? Jesus and Joseph. Yeah, you learned about Joseph. What did his brothers do to Joseph? Yeah, they threw him in a pit. They spoke evil towards Joseph because they hated him because his father gave him a coat of many colors. And therefore, they plotted to take his life. They spoke evil. And today, you're going to hear from the sermon about this tongue that we have in our mouth, how this little bitty tongue speaks a lot of evil. But before we get there, we're going to talk about Jesus. And here, Jesus is this beautiful carnation. Jesus is quite beautiful. He gives us many gifts in the church. And as we see here, Jesus is the stem, right? And you see these little leaves down here? That's you and me. We are connected to Jesus, aren't we? But what happens? What happens when I do this? What happens now, Owen? What will happen to this little leaf? It will die. Thank you very much. You see, if we walk away from Jesus, if you walk away from Jesus when you turn 18 or 19 or 20, that's what will happen to you. Because when we disconnect ourselves from the vine, what happens to the leaf? Yeah, the flower, the vine itself, Jesus lives forever. All right? But when we walk away from Jesus, we are in danger of dying, just like this leaf will now turn brown. But you know what? Because of God's love and mercy that he shows to us, when we confess our sins, and we say to Jesus, I am sorry for my sins, what does Jesus say to you and me? Your sins are forgiven. And even though I cannot do it, God can do it. He can take this leaf, this Christian who has walked away from Jesus, and when he has confessed his sins and received forgiveness of his sins, what does God do? He grafts it back to Jesus. He actually attaches it back to the vine. And even though I can't do it because I'm not God, God can do it. He connects them back to the vine. And since you and I and all of them are connected to Jesus, and since Jesus lives, what does that mean for you and me? Yeah, it means that we too will live forever. So that's really the message today. Be careful of the evil that you hear spoken in this world. Because the evil that you hear spoken, just like Reuben and all of Joseph's brothers, they spoke evil towards him. There's a lot of evil in the world that wants to convince you that you don't need Jesus. And that evil wants to disconnect you from Jesus. And when that evil disconnects you and throws you into the pit, what happens? You die. Very good. You will die. God does not want you to die. Jesus has already died for you so that you can live. And that's the message for you. That's the message for me. And guess what? It's the message for mom and dad and aunts and uncles and grandpas and grandmas too. When we walk away from Jesus, we are placing ourselves into the pit. No one is throwing us there. We're throwing ourselves into the pit. But confess your sins. Believe that Jesus has died for you and he connects you back to the vine, back to the stem. God's peace to you all. Now you don't have to go back to your seats here. You can go back to mom and dad. But remember, before we walk back to mom and dad, what do? We fold our hands. We pray. That's right. We pray. So fold our hands, close our eyes, and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins. Lord Jesus, thank you for keeping me connected to you. But Lord Jesus, when I am tempted to walk away from you, help me, O Lord, to resist that temptation and help me to remain connected to you. And I know that when I remain in you, you will remain in me and I will live forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And all the children said,